everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is part two of our two-part interview with Rachel King. If you haven't yet listened to part one, please do yourself a favor. Go back and listen to that first. The rest of this episode will make so much more sense to you. It's hard. I'm not going to say it's easy, ladies. I have had to, and God bless my man because he's the one that encouraged me. I've had to learn to say, live now, accept myself now, dress and go out and dress up and be confident now while I'm on the way and right. Be attached to when I'm going to get there. And maybe, you know what I'm saying? Because once you get there, then you have to focus on maintenance. So, you know, start to enjoy life along the way. I mean, I just, for so many years, I wouldn't buy clothes because I'm like, I'm not going to buy clothes until I'm buying a size two. And guess what? Mm-hmm. I was working towards a size two forever because that's what Jennifer Aniston was. Oh, wait, I think Jennifer Aniston was a negative 20 or something.
Right?
Just ridiculous. But that's, I think, a really great, and it does sound like a very vague thing to aim for. Like, you've got to look at this as a lifestyle. You've got to look at it more long-term and start to enjoy the process. If you can start training your mind to be that way, it is a process to train your mind to be that way. You will have a more sane life and you will see results sooner because you're not stressing yourself out.
Right. And I used to be the whole all or nothing, you know, like mm-hmm. if I started off the day with a bad meal, it was all day long. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that. You just, that's self-sabotage. And you also have to stop focusing on the scale because who sees that number? You. You're the only one that sees that number. That number does not it doesn't matter to anyone else but you. And so the same thing with your size clothes. Like, nobody knows what size you're wearing. So it doesn't matter.
That's so true. I mean, I honestly, like, the amount of obsession I've gone over between when I'm at a size 8 in pants and a size 10 is mm-hmm. insane. Like, the amount of, oh my God, I'm wearing a size 10. Oh my God. And it's like, girl, you got a booty.
Like, yeah.
I mean, that's a whole other topic, but I love this is all really, really good stuff. And I want to make sure, because as usual, we have like 15 minutes left and I want to make sure we get into some of the business talk. But, you know, you mentioned before, and people I think have probably picked up on this. So, you know, you discovered Beachbody, and for everybody listening, Beachbody, I know you're familiar with it, but from a business perspective, Beachbody is a network marketing, or I hate this word, multi-level marketing company. I mm-hmm. prefer to say network marketing or direct sales company.
Yes. It's
been around forever, highly successful. And they offer the opportunity for people that are passionate about fitness, health, and wellness to make money, you know, to do this as a business. I was going to say, what do you guys call it? Do you call them business builders or just coaches? You become a Beachbody coach?
Yes, a Beachbody coach.
Okay. So how long were you doing Beachbody when you decided, hey, I want to do this and make some money? Was it just because a lot of people were seeing what you were doing and starting to come to you and want to buy from you? And then you're like, why would I not do this?
Actually, my story is a little bit funny. I had been doing Beachbody for a few months and I really just wanted the discount. So coaches get, you know, a percentage off of products, and I was drinking Shakeology and I wanted a discount. And then I became passionate about it. After I just jumped all in, I became passionate about helping others because I had seen such great results. But I actually quit about 2 years into it because I did it the wrong way. I was one of those people who joined network marketing thinking it was going to be like millions of dollars falling in my lap and I didn't have to do anything.
And I'm so glad you're bringing this up.
You know, you can't do that. It's just like you can't go to work and expect to get paid for doing nothing. I mean, I wouldn't show up to my corporate job and just sit in a chair and, you know, expect to be paid. That's not how it works. But I did. I didn't do anything. Like, I expected customers to come to me. When they didn't, I didn't try to reach out. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just thought that I failed at it because I wasn't making any money, but I wasn't trying. So earlier this year, back in January, I decided to sign up again. And again, I only signed up for the discount because Shakeology was the only protein powder that I could stomach while I was pregnant. Hmm. So I wanted the discount again. And then I just decided, you know what? I've missed it. I mean, I stayed on my health and fitness journey the entire time, but I wasn't actively coaching because I had quit. And I got back into that world after I signed again and I saw everything again. And I'm like, you know, I've missed this so much. I'm going to try it one more time. And I actually had this month has been my most successful month to date. And I mean, we're in holiday season, you know, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
around this time of month with anything to do with health and wellness. But the difference this time is that I tried and, you know, I gave it my all and I'm actively coaching. And I think too, I care about it a little bit more because as we've said before, you know, you have to have a different why. And my why this time is, you know, my son's here now and I need, you know, extra income for him. I want to be a good example for him. It's funny because a lot of people watch my workout videos and he's in the corner, you know, I try to work out when he's asleep, but sometimes that just doesn't happen. And so we put him in the pack and play or in the swing or in the bouncy seat and he laughs and he likes to jump and tries to work out with me. And but I have a different why now and I have a different reason for trying to be successful this time. And I resonate more with my clients now that I'm a mom because I understand their struggles that I didn't understand before. When they would say, I don't have time, you know, because of all this stuff, like, why don't you have time? But now I understand. I can resonate with them more. I understand. And I can offer better solutions because I'm in that same season. So this time has been completely different. And I'm starting to build a team of other moms. And it's been so much fun to get back into the world of health and fitness. I mean, I never left, but I'm fully in it now. And I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's awesome. And you brought up so many good points. And the first I would say is because, you know, and for those of you listening, if you're listening to this for the first time and you're like, why is she asking her about business stuff? If this is your first exposure to part of our business series, I am launching a business series on this podcast because very specifically, as I mentioned earlier in the show, stress, I have learned in my own personal life, I have learned how really awful stress can be on our health. And when you are highly stressed in your life, you can have the most perfect diet and be working out every day. And all of that will inevitably stall, plateau, or even backfire if you're highly overwhelmingly stressed. Because and go listen to my interviews with my doctor on cortisol, go listen to some of the episodes on adrenal fatigue. You'll start to understand that if that sounds kind of weird to you. But I really became fully aware of how much fitness is more a much bigger picture than just what we eat and our workout. And so when I realized how important it was to reduce our stress and manage our stress, because we can never get rid of stress, right?
Right.
We can manage it better. I realized, like, what are the two top sources of stress for people? It's money and it can also be a job. And sometimes it's those two things combined, right? We're working a job we hate, we don't make enough money.
Right.
So if those two are our biggest sources of stress, typically, followed maybe by relationships, love, whatever, then let's talk about ways that I want to expose women to ways to make more money, whether that's doing what Rachel's doing. She has a full-time corporate job and she's doing this Beachbody business, fitting it into her life and making additional income that she can store up and improve. And it might be that this pays off for her and becomes bigger, and it might allow her down the road to quit her job. Or it might just be something where she keeps her day job and she does this on the side. And the combination of both is, you know, some people start a side hustle and what they do with that money is they bank it all and they keep their day job and they live off the day job money. So there's all kinds of things you can do. But the reason I'm interviewing women is I want to give all of you that are tuning in the opportunity to learn about ways that you can start decreasing the stress in your life, thereby improving your health by making more money and by potentially leaving a horrifying, you know, limiting job. I'm very, very passionate about that. And that's why we're talking about this. So back to Rachel, a couple of things that you said. I love how you mentioned, because for those of you listening, particularly when it comes to network marketing companies, and let me just give you a few examples. Beachbody is a network marketing company. Beauty Counter is a network marketing company. Pampered Chef, Arbonne. I'm involved in Isagenics. Those are network marketing companies where essentially they've cut out the middleman, and which is a really smart move. Rodan and Fields is another one. I buy from them. And it's independent consultants like Rachel who basically are selling that product or service directly to the consumer. So they've really just cut out the middleman. And one of the biggest misconceptions or places where people get held up is just what Rachel said she did the first time. So she joined Beachbody. She really didn't do anything. And so she didn't make any money. And a lot of people, there's a great book out. I can't think of the name of the guy. I'll link it up in the show notes. But he says, you got to understand, like, network marketing is not a lottery ticket. It's a job. It looks differently than corporate America, but it is a job. If you get out of it what you put into it. Would you say that that's accurate? Like, the biggest misconception that people have when they join is you actually have to work. It doesn't mean you have to work 40 hours to make some money, but you have to work.
Absolutely. Because I have people all the time that come to me and they're like, should I become a coach? And how successful are you? I'm like, I'm going to tell you, if you want to become a coach, it's not going to be a free ride. Like, people aren't just going to come to you and say, take my money. Right. You know, like, you have to work at it. Just like you said, it's different. It's totally different than a full-time job, but it is work. Now, it's fun work. It's so much fun because the reward that you see is different. I mean, I love my corporate job and I love the people I work with. But my side hustle is so much fun because I get to see the impact on those people's lives and see how their lives change and see them come off medications like I did. And see the impact they have on their kids and how they get their kids involved in their workouts and setting them up for success down the road. And it's just, it's so much fun, but it is definitely work. When you commit to be a coach to these people, you're making that commitment to them. And if you just sit back and don't do anything, you're not only you're a terrible coach, but you're failing the clients that pay you money to coach them. So, network marketing is definitely a job.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love what you said too, a second ago, you said, people aren't just going to come up to you and say, take my money. And truthfully, that everything that is true in network marketing is true in corporate America. I truly believe no matter what your job title is, you're in some sort of position where you have to be selling and you have to be able to do that. But the people get so hung up on, well, I just, you know, and I'm actually working with somebody who's joining my team presently, and she's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And I don't want to do this. And I'm like, okay, so you just expect, it's kind of like before I met my man, I used to never leave my house because I was a workaholic and I would bitch and moan and complain. This is my Instagram post from yesterday. I would bitch and moan and complain that I was single. And my friends would go, how's a guy supposed to meet you, Kelly? Like, How is God supposed to bring the love of your life into your life? Is he going to deliver him UPS to your door? Like, and I'm like, come on. Like, and I would think, well, maybe if I go to Trader Joe's, like I'm going to slip out into the world this one time and go to Trader Joe's and my love of my life is going to see me and come up to me when we're over, you know, the pumpkin spice aisle and go, Kelly, I love you. Let's go out to eat. It doesn't work that way. Like if, and my life didn't change. I didn't meet the love of my life until I made a decision to go for it. And I made some changes in my life and, you know, I manifested him, but with a network marketing company, again, like some of those that I mentioned, in like Beachbody, my observation, and this is what I would say to any of you who are looking into whether it's joining Beachbody as a coach or Beauty Counter or a Pampered Chef or Isogenics, whatever it is, my observation is this: the people who are successful and are making great side hustle money or are making six figures a month or six figures a year or a million plus a year, there's all kinds of earners in any network marketing company. The people that are doing really well are sincerely passionate and excited about what they sell. And I think that that's key. So if you go and maybe you're a fitness fanatic like me and like Rachel, and you go, well, you know, this is an easy way to make some money. If that's why you go into it, in my opinion, you will not make money. But if, did you hear, you know, what Rachel has said? She's like, I love seeing people, you know, change their lives, be healthier for their family. Like she is sincerely wanting to help people get healthier. And for her, helping them get on a workout track and maybe have some of the P90X supplements or whatever Beachbody supplements they have, or maybe it's Shakeology and that helps them lose weight. She sincerely I mean, I can just hear it in her voice. I mean, that's valuable to her. So for her, she's not going to be limiting herself in talking about this opportunity to other people. And that's why she's successful, because she's not going, oh, I don't want to tell people how to get healthy because they might be mad and judge me. Like, you just are so believing in what you do that you're not afraid to mention it to somebody. And of course, there are obnoxious ways to do that and not obnoxious ways to do that. Just choose to do it the right way. But would you agree that you really have to, in addition to understanding that it is consistent and persistent work, whether you want side hustle money or millions down the road, but you also have to like really choose the right company that you really, really are fired up about what they offer? Do you think that that's key? I do.
Absolutely. Like if you're thinking about going into a network marketing company, you need to pray about the right one. Mm-hmm. Because I've been involved with a couple and I liked my time with each one. Mostly signed up for the discount with a lot of them. Like I love makeup. And so, you know, I signed up for some of that and, it just wasn't what I was passionate about. Because that didn't change anybody's life, you know, like mm-hmm. Beachbody does. But I will say, you know, you've got to be all in if you want to make money. And you've got to put in the work. You've got to be passionate, just like you said. And I really do. Like you said, the judgmental thing. I've been on the other side of that. Like mm-hmm. I've had people make comments about, you know, how I only eat lettuce or I eat rabbit food or whatever. And that's just, you know, we all know that's not the case to being healthy, but, you have to pick your tribe. You know, you have to work with the people that are good, because if it's not a good fit, you know, that's never going to work. You have to find your people that you enjoy working with, because it's like we've said, you know, you're not everybody's cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is going to like what you've got to offer. But just be genuine, be authentic, be real, and, you know, share what you love, and you're going to naturally attract those people to you that are your people. And when that happens, that's where the magic happens, because, you know, you've got it made then, because you've got your people and they love you and you're going to have a great relationship, whether they buy anything from you or not. You're going to have those people in your corner. And like, I love this series that you're doing, Kelly, about the, you know, women in business and women supporting women, because it's awesome to find, you know, those people who aren't like eyeing you out of the corner of their eye with the evil eye, you know, yep. being jealous about what you're doing, but the women who actually support you, You're gonna attract those people when you've got the right mindset, when you found the right company that you're super passionate about. Like, everybody knows now, you know, they know that Rachel's gonna bring her lunch to work every day, and she's not gonna partake in all the Christmas cookies and donuts and all that stuff. They just know that now, because they know I'm passionate about it and they know my stance on it. And when you find that, you know, that's where it happens.
You brought up some really good points that I hadn't planned on talking about, but it's funny. And I just recorded a video about, you know, my decision to make Isagenics after they made such an impact on my health, you know, like why I decided to make that one of my, it was very unexpected, one of my primary sources of income, you know, because I looked into the company and I won't go into too much detail, but one of the things that I said in that video was it was the people. And the truth is, I realized, so one of the things for those of you that have never been involved in a network marketing company, that one of the things that seems to be universal in the area of network marketing, and incidentally, John Maxwell, who has is just one of my favorite leadership authors out there, business authors, has a whole book, and I wish I had it right now. It's called The Power of Five. I think it's called The Power of Five in Network Marketing. He is not in network marketing. He has his own empire. And I have like 20 of his books. You got to look him up. John C. Maxwell is a great leader. But he wrote this book, and he was talking about, like, I love to go speak at network marketing events because the people are so positive. They're so, and he's like, any company that's hired me to come speak at their annual conference, everybody is so positive, invested in personal development, high-fiving each other. And you really will typically see that. And that, to me, I realized in my business life, I had not been around enough people who were really invested in not only improving themselves, but improving in themselves so they could be a better leader for other people. And it's amazing how much my life has changed when I've changed my circle of 5 or 10 people that have input into my life. So when Rachel said, hey, for those of you guys that are listening to the show, if you're thinking about looking into a network marketing company to make some side hustle money, and then down the road, maybe, you know, expand and do it more, look into the products and services. Think about what you can be genuinely passionate about year in, year out. And then furthermore, check out the people. Like, when I first started thinking, I think I'm pulled. I felt like God was pulling me towards it because it really changed my health. And I also had all of these people private messaging me, wanting to order from me without me even trying. I'm like, what the heck is this? I'm making money and I haven't even tried. But the thing is I started following some of the people that I knew would be on my team and above me, right? And I started following them, and everything they were putting out, I'm like, that's my tribe. Those are my people. Like, that's my squad. Mm-hmm. So that's a great, great idea, is to, you know, look at the people that you're going to hang around with, because that's going to make a huge impact. So here's one of my next questions for you, is because obviously one of the big hangups people have when they start, and women in particular, and this is why I've created a whole course around this. God, that was a heavy plug. women immediately, and the truth is, this goes for men too. I've got a guy I'm coaching right now who's like, I don't want to bring, and he's in a different network marketing company. He's like, I don't want to bring this up because I don't want to be that guy. And I said, mm-hmm. Who's that guy? And he goes, I said, imagine, tell me about, like, if you went out to lunch with this guy and you were getting ready to tell him about this great, you know, whatever it is that you're eating and it's having this impact on your health. What are you scared of? Is he going to punch you? Is he going to set you on fire? What are you scared of is going to happen in that moment? He goes, he's going to look at me funny. And I said, okay. So that's the elephant in the room. Understand that people have skepticism about things they don't understand. But you just, in my opinion, what I say to those people is just call it out and go, oh, you know, that's right, Bob. You probably think this is a Ponzi scheme, or it's illegal, or it's a pyramid, or, you know, I'm going to steal all your money and move to Zimbabwe, right? Like, is that what you think? I know. Both laugh. And you just say, I tell you what, I've started taking these products, or I've started doing these beach body workouts and they're changing my life. Will you give me 5 minutes to share with you? And then if it's not for you, I'll buy your lunch, I'll buy your coffee, and we'll just move on. How does that sound? Like, No one's right. going to say it to you. I don't think. And if somebody, worst case scenario, said, screw you, Rachel, I don't want to hear about your body. What do? You just go, I'm so sorry. And you walk away.
Right.
But how did you get over, you know, not worrying about sharing Beachbody with people, right? Because people are so hung up on like, I don't want to say anything about Shakeology.
Right. One of the big things for me, because even the second time, like I had done it once and I had jumped back into it, even the second time, you know, I was a little bit scared to just put it all out there. But one of my upline coaches said to me, are they paying your bills? And that just hit me, you know, like, no, they're not paying my bills and they have nothing to do with this. You know, their opinion. And I know we all worry about what people think of us. And to an extent that matters because yes, we are supposed to be, we're supposed to be a light, for others and we're supposed to, and you know, be a witness. But the thing is like, they're not paying my bills. They have, you know, no impact on this income. So their opinion really doesn't matter when it comes to this. If this is what I want to do and this is what I'm passionate about, then, you know, they can have their opinion and I can have mine.
That's such a good point.
And the thing too is, you know, just be you. Just share your story and you're going to naturally attract those people to you. You don't have to go out and just like blah, 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 Beachbody this, you know, and like be right. a billboard and be one of those annoying people on social media that we can't stand, you know, that all they are is just an advertisement in every post. But if you just share your life and share what the products are doing for you, you're naturally going to get people wanting to know what you're doing. Because true, they're going to see that change in you. It's not as spammy as it has to be.
Yeah. You brought up a good point because I actually had somebody ask me this very thing or bring up that point. What all of you should know is that I would say most of the very reputable network marketing companies will actually recommend to you that first, like they're not going to tell you, every post, everything you say should be about, like, you don't want to be vomiting your stuff all over people. That is right. The last thing that, and the successful people, the people who are making $1 million plus a year, they're not doing that. Do they regularly talk about it? Yes. But you'll see in the bigger picture of all the content they're putting out on social media, for example, it typically will be 10 to 20% of what they talk about. So more so what you'll see, and a lot of times you'll see, and this surprised me, not all of them are mentioning the name of the product. They're not, you know, taking a picture of themselves holding the product and going, this is the best protein bar ever. Like once in a while they will, but most of the time they're putting content out. So it really is the people that you typically see everything they put out, they're probably just getting started and they're like, I was about to say something inappropriate, but they're like a guy who's showing up to a first date with a hotel key, right? Like, hey, I'm gonna close the deal tonight. And you're just like, dude, really? No, those are the people that are trying too hard and they right. probably think they can get millionaire status in 2 weeks. And so they will put everything out on and every post and then they'll fail. And then those are the ones that typically are out going, this sucks. It doesn't work. You can't make money doing this because
exactly.
they threw up all over everybody and pushed everybody away.
Right.
So you have honestly shared some fantastic tips and this is awesome, awesome, awesome. There was a
Thank
point
you.
I was going to ask you and then I feel like back to the worrying about what other people think, because this is really crucial for all of you. This is what holds up and we're going to close on this point. But I will say this, so many people are so stressed about money. Okay. And it's this very similar to weight loss. I hear so many women who will go, I would pay any amount of money if somebody would tell me the one thing that I'm not doing that could guarantee that I could lose weight. And then if you say to that woman, count all your calories and record everything you do on MyFitnessPal, they'll go, life's too short to do that.
Uh-huh.
I want to go, are you kidding me right now? You just said, show me the one thing and I'll pay any amount of money. And you say, do this and it'll cost you $12 a year. They're like, yeah, not that. And it's very similar to making money. People say, oh my God, $5,000 a month would be life-changing for my family. Then I'll say to somebody, you know, I'd say this to anybody in any business. Okay. If you knew that you could be making $5,000 in 3 months, 3 months from now, and there would be some people that in between now and then you would talk to that would say no to you and maybe make fun of you, but you knew that doing what I tell you to do, reaching out to some people, blah, blah, blah. And that some people would laugh at you, but in 3 months, you'll be making 5,000 a month or 50,000, whatever's like game changing for you. Would you look back when you're making that extra 5 grand a month, when you can pay off your mortgage, get out of debt, whatever, would you look back and go, oh, but I wonder if this person's still making fun of me? You wouldn't care.
Right.
At that point. And so people get so hung up and they realize that they're giving all this power to what people think of them instead of giving power to how much their lives could change with the more important thing, right? And that's what you need to focus on. It's a journey, but I'm glad that you
said that.
Because people's opinions is not going to pay your bill. You can't borrow, right. Like you can't go to Hobby Lobby and buy Christmas decorations with people's opinions. So
exactly.
Not that that's on my mind right now or anything. Rachel, this was a really, really good show. And I love you brought up such great points and it was such a pleasure speaking with you, but I know we're at our window. So tell people where they can find you online, whether it's Instagram or Facebook. And, you know, if you have an email address you want to share for people that might be interested in learning about, you know, the coaching opportunity, asking you some questions there, how can they reach you?
Okay, so yeah, you can email me at info@rachelking.org and you can find me on Instagram. Rachel Megs King is my handle, and I'm sure Kelly will link to that because my middle name is really hard to spell.
It is. That's why I had to ask her, like, how to spell your name, which is why I just said Rachel King. So that was awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel, for being on the show. It was such a pleasure. And thank you for sharing everything you did. It was awesome. There were so many bumper sticker moments here. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, I encourage you connect with Rachel directly, particularly if you're looking into getting involved in Beachbody as a customer or as a business. I think their products are fantastic. I still have so many of my original DVDs and those are some of my favorite workout from home workouts. If you have any questions in general about the show, about being on the show, about sponsoring the show, you can email me directly, kelly@kellyalexa.com, or you can just go to my website, kellyalexa.com, fill out the contact me form, and keep it simple. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you do have a second, you know I'm going to ask for it. I would really love it. And Rachel, I'm sure you're going to do the same thing too. That was a hard, hard pressure move, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think I like this move. Go to iTunes, leave us a review for the show. It really helps our show get seen by more people who can benefit from this information. If you have anybody you want to nominate for the business series, make sure you reach out to me and let me know that as well. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.
Hey everybody, you've reached the end of this two-part episode with Rachel King. I hope you enjoyed it. Of course, I encourage you to connect with her directly if you have any questions about becoming a Beachbody customer or potentially joining her team as a Beachbody coach. She'd be happy to answer any questions for you. If you have questions on this episode or future episodes, if you'd like to nominate yourself or someone you know to be interviewed on the show, or if you'd like to inquire about advertising and sponsorship opportunities, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can use my direct email, kelly@kellyalexa.com. You can also just fill out the contact me form on my website, kellyalexa.com. In the meantime, you know what I'm going to ask? I'd love it if you're enjoying this show. I put a lot of time and energy and investment into making this a really great show, and we have big things planned. It would mean the world to me if you would take just a couple of moments and give us a review on iTunes. You have no idea how every single review helps the show get seen and heard by more people, and I would so appreciate it. So thank you in advance. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.